question. This is based on the Gita Daily article, differences that make a difference and differences that don't. What exactly does it mean to choose things based on their utility? When it says, what do I need from this and not what all can I get from this?
Answer.
Whenever we choose something, we have some specific purpose for which we need it. And along with that, there are many additional features that might also be there in it. For example, we need a cell phone for communication. Now that might have a camera, that might have a recorder, that might have many other features like that. So, generally speaking, when we get caught up in trying to get the best in everything that we do, then we start looking at all these additional features irrespective of whether they are really needed or not. And then we get caught up in too much nitty-gritty of details. Barry Schwartz is an American psychologist and sociologist who has written a book called The Paradox of Choice. So there in that book he talks about paralysis by anxiety of choice. And he says that people can be basically classified into two categories, optimizers and maximizers. So maximizers are those who try to get the best in everything that they do. And because of this attitude, they subject themselves to endless anxiety. So they have to purchase something as simple as a t-shirt, and they will go and look at all the hundreds of varieties of t-shirt that might be there, and then sometimes just selecting a t-shirt can become a day-long affair. And similarly, every single thing that they have to choose. So three things happen by this. First is that they take a lot of time, and secondly go through a lot of anxiety, and third also, at the end of it, they remain doubtful and regretful that maybe I could have got something better if I had just kept searching a little bit more. In this way, in all three ways, these optimizers actually lose. They lose mental energy, they lose time, and they still feel regret. Of course, these are maximizers. On the other hand, optimizers, they keep a balanced picture of the whole life. And okay, this is what I want from this particular thing. Okay, this works fine. There might be some things better than this, but I don't have to necessarily get the best in everything because there is many other things that I have to do in my life. So optimization is in a sense also maximization, but maximization within limits. That means that if I am going to cook sweet for a program, and now if I cook it extremely carefully, maybe I can cook it much better than if I cook it with not so much attention. But suppose I have to cook a full meal and I just spend all my time in cooking the sweet alone because I want to make it well, I'll make the sweet, but that will not be enough for the meal. So similarly, the maximizers are those whose time goes in just getting one thing best, and many other things of their life get neglected, and they feel pressurized and they feel burdened by that. So choosing things based on their utility means that okay, this is what I primarily need, and if something is providing me this, then fine, I'll accept this and move ahead. There are many other things I have to do. If there are some other features in it also, okay, that's good, I can use them also. But just to get more and more additional features, one doesn't tax one's brain and let one's time go away in that. So that is the idea of choosing things based on their utility. Focus, what do I need? And then based on that need, optimize. Okay, this I got this. Okay, take it, move ahead. That's what it means. Thank you.